Socialization, the process by which we learn to conform to our society's norms, values, and roles, plays a key part in shaping who we are. Parents, family, teachers, clergy, and peers all contribute to our socialization. During this lifelong process, we develop a changing yet enduring personal identity called the self. Nature, including our genetic makeup and DNA, can influence our sense of self. So too can nurture, which includes the types of socialization we experience. But which one has a bigger impact, nature or nurture? This is a question that has caused a great deal of discussion between sociologists and psychologists.
The nature versus nurture debate is, when we talk about the nature side, the question is, how much of this person has to do with the genetic background, with what they've inherited from their parents? When you look at the nurture factor, we're looking at the environmental factors. We're looking at an individual and asking the question, how much of who they are is a result of the environment they grew up in?
The nature versus nurture debate has been going on for a number of years. One proponent of the nature argument was Sigmund Freud.
Freud and the early psychologists came out of that Darwinian tradition, and they felt human behavior was determined by instincts and that these instincts were biologically determined. And it wasn't until you got into behaviorism of the 1920s, behavioral psychology, that people started to say, oh, no. It is learning an environment that makes an individual behave as they do.
On the nurture side of the debate, sociologists championed the symbolic interaction theory of Charles Cooley and Herbert Mead.
Mead and Cooley and the other symbolic interactionists help us to understand the importance of social definition, that it isn't a biological definition totally, but a social definition, that if you have people who react to you, that you are bright and talented or whatever, you will behave as though you're bright and talented. So if your teachers and your parents all say, gosh, you're smart, you do good in school, you're going to do well in school.